Muhammad is my guide, Muhammad is my teacher, Muhammad my beloved Rasulullah.
I want to be like you.
Like you.
In everything I do, Ya Rasulullah.
I want to walk like you, talk like you, read my Quran just like you. Rasulullah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the program Like Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, where we try to learn the merits and traits of our beloved Prophet so we can imitate him and make him an example in our life. One of the most noticeable traits of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was his forbearance and his tolerance towards people, and especially towards those who used to deal with him on a personal level, like his wives, like his close companions, like his servants. And he used to exercise tolerance at his best. Me and you, in a world that's full of negativity, that is full of charged emotions, that's full of anger, stress, and worry, and sadness. In a world where everything seems to be on the edge, we're constantly agitated. We are constantly, how should I put it, in a word where we're not comfortable. So when a person comes along and try to tick my sensitive points, we and I blow up. Because I have no tolerance. Was this the akhlaq of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam? He's a human being at the end of the day. Yes, he's a messenger of God. Yes, he possesses, you know, a divine element to him. But at the end of the day, he's a human being. Allah says, وَلَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. You have an example on the Prophet. Allah would not ask me to use the Prophet as an example if he did not know there are common points between me and the Prophet. There's a relationship, which is our humanity at the end of the day. Anas ibn Malik, one of the servants of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, I was a servant of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for 7 years. So imagine this person was being a servant and doing things for the Prophet for 7 years straight. He says, فَمَا سَبَّنِي سَبَّةٌ قَطْ. Never in these 7 years have he ever cursed me or said a foul word towards me. Can you see the forbearance in that? Where someone with you for 7 years, and obviously, Malik is not a ma'soom, is not infallible. He's a human being. I'm sure he made many mistakes with the Prophet. But in return, the Prophet never cursed him, not even once. And then he says, وَلَا ضَرَبَنِي ضَرْبَ. And for 7 years, he never laid a hand on me. وَلَا انْتَهَرَنِي. And he never told me off. وَلَا عَبِسَ فِي وَجْهِ. And he never frowned in my face. SubhanAllah. Okay, you can say, well, okay, he's not going to curse. He's not going to hit because he's the Prophet. Well, how about telling a person off for making a mistake? Or you can say, okay, fine. The Prophet is not going to tell someone off. But at least he can frown. If someone does something by him, he has the right to frown in their faces and show expression of not being comfortable of whatever action has happened. But he said that never happened. And he says, وَلَا أَمَرَنِي بِأَمْرٍ فَتَوَانَيْتُ فِيهِ فَأَقَبَنِي. And he never gave me an order that sometimes I used to take my time to do, and when I come back, he would punish me for. And he says he never done that. And he says, when a person from my family members would used to come and tell me off for not doing the order of the Prophet used to say to them, leave him, right? Don't talk to him. So you can see the forbearance of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Let us take a short break and then we will continue.
العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام الأنبياء يا حبيبي يا محمد
يا نبي سلام عليك يا رسول سلام عليك يا حبيب سلام عليك صلوات الله عليك.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Like Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. 7 years he has a servant that made many mistakes by him. But not once has the Prophet lost, as we call it, his cool with them by cursing, raising voice, telling them off, trying to make them feel guilty, telling them why they haven't done their job correctly, and so on and so forth. So he was at, we call in Arabic, Halim. Halim is a word that is very hard to find an equivalent to in English, because it has too many aspects to it. It has clemency, it has forbearance, it has overindulgence, it has leniency, it has tolerance. So it's one Arabic word. It encompasses so many merits and traits. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, he was Halim. Me and you, we need to be hulama as well. We need to have that clemency and tolerance in our lives, especially towards our loved ones. In the same way that Anas lived with the Prophet for 7 years, we live with our spouses and our kids for a lifetime. If Anas would have lived with the Prophet for 1,000 years, the Prophet's akhlaq would not change. It would be always the same. So me and you, brothers and sisters, sometimes I have a husband who is bad. Sometimes I have a wife who is bad. I have a child who is bad. Does that mean my akhlaq have to change based on their akhlaq? If they're bad, then I give myself the right to be bad. If my wife is not listening to me, should I be shouting at her, hitting her, yelling at her? Of course not. I have no rights whatsoever. Or vice versa, if the wife sees her husband going out a lot, spending too much time outside the house and what have you, does that give her the right to yell at him and tell him off and shout at him? Of course not. There are better ways to deal with our problems. But when it comes to maintaining our leniency and tolerance with one another, has to be always there. And the same thing with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. We should not curse one another. We should not hit one another. We should not tell off one another. At least, and even in the Prophet's example, we should not frown in one another's face. Whatever problem that happens, give it 2 minutes, 3 minutes. Keep you cool. Walk away. Come back. Pretend as nothing has happened. It will be over. The more you try to adopt this method in life, the more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make your life much happier. He will give you more patience. He will give you more tolerance. But if we lose it straight away, then we will become very bad people. We become people who are angry. And I'm very sure you can think of many examples within your family circle, with your friend circle, or in society in general. We have those people. Don't have the tolerance to deal with other people, especially with kids. You know, recently was hearing that this infant child, I don't know, less than 2 years old, or I don't know, a few months old, when he started crying, his father could not tolerate him. He hit him so hard, he killed him. You might have heard that in the news. I mean, to the extent you take a human life because you don't have tolerance. Now, when it comes to our kids, they are amana. They are a trust from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to be very tolerant with them. 7, 8 years, they grow old and then that's it. But in these 7 years, in the same way that Anas spent 7 with the Prophet and he never saw anything bad from the Prophet, we need to do the same. So by the end, our kids, our spouses, the people around us, they have nothing for us but love, because of our tolerance, just like we did with our beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Be like Muhammad, live like Muhammad, see like Muhammad did. Be like Muhammad and live like Muhammad and give like Muhammad gave. Shafi'ullah, Habibullah, Nabiullah, Rasulullah, Khalilullah, the friend of Allah, Ya Rasulullah, Rasulullah.